GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and inevitably, it's something we need to talk about. It's only the third time that a sitting U.S. president has been impeached in a vote on the United States House. So we ask you the question of the day. Do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress? Now, I added the word alleged in there because, and I think there are some people that misunderstand the process. And George, I'll leave it to you as the historian in our entire conversation. The U.S. House forwards these articles of impeachment, and they are it's like a grand jury indictment. Now it needs to go to the Senate, and we'll talk about Nancy Pelosi and her threat to withhold the articles to pass them over to the Senate. This is the allegation that's raised. They've made the vote, and now it goes to the Senate for trial. Some people think this is a done deal now. The president has been impeached. He hasn't yet.
No. I was really shocked yesterday when I talked to several people who thought that was the end of the presidency. I looked at him and my eyes crossed and I said, no.
Those were the kids that didn't pay attention in civics class in high school.
Well, when you wanted a couple of things here. First of all, national surveys have shown that at least only two out of five people understand the three branches of government to begin with.
Some serving in the United States government don't understand the three
branches. Absolutely. So the House, from the historic perspective, okay, forgetting all the rest of the garbage going, the House has the constitutional right to charge a president with high crimes and misdemeanors. They did. On two votes on articles of impeachment.
Let's break those down. Article 1, the abuse of power, the vote was 230 to 197.
Yeah.
Congresswoman Shelley Ping remains first congressional district voting for that article. Congressman Jared Golden of Maine, second congressional district voting. Was that the one he voted for?
He voted for one and not for two.
But which, yeah, he voted for that one.
Yeah.
So that was the first. The second article, obstruction of Congress, the vote was 229 to 198. That is the one that Congressman Jared Golden did not vote for.
Yeah, and you had the Hawaii representative, Tulsi Gabbard, voting present. And everybody is saying, what the hell was she thinking? But anyway, that's it. Now we all know what happens in the halls of Congress. House will send the indictment to the Senate where there's a trial.
And Nancy Pelosi said yesterday that until she gets an assurance from Mitch McConnell that there will be a fair and impartial trial, she may hold those articles and not send them over. One of the first responses that you heard was, well, Madam Speaker, do you really consider the hearings in the House to have been fair and impartial? And then there was additional squabbling that occurred.
The fight going back.
Okay. Caller, do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
Certainly not. But a couple of other things here. This is an indictment of our educational system. When I was in high school, we understood the three branches of government perfectly well and knew how they were supposed to work. And this isn't how they're supposed to work. And these people have they have no conscience at all. They're just out for themselves, and I hope they do shoot themselves in the foot and all go down this fall. Good.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. We ask you the question of the day. Do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
I think that it's absolutely hilarious that Pelosi wants to sleep with her little impeachment and not give it to the Senate.
Ben writes to us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Public union schools, how would anyone know about anything like history, civics, or life? This person writes to us, no, I do not agree. The Dems have tried to disrupt this presidency from the beginning. That texter recalls that there were calls for the impeachment of President Trump even before he took office. And this person writes to us, the smirk on Nancy Pelosi's face when she gaveled the articles in showed their motive. It is political and nothing more.
Well, let's go back to base one. It is not a legal procedure. It is a political procedure. That's exactly what the framers decided it would be. So don't ever, if anybody says that, and I got a kick of all the lawyers yesterday talking about trials and so forth, and some of, you know, some of it was off the shelf and some of it made sense. I saw a little bit of it yesterday. But it is a political process, always was intended to be a political process. It's not a court of law.
Pat writes to us in the McLaughlin Seafood inbox.
You've got mail.
At WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Hell hath no fury like a voter scorned. That echoes some of the comments coming in on our Facebook thread. And you can join that conversation. Find us on social media, Facebook, The George. Check that. George Hale Rick Tyler Show. There's no The. Same on Twitter, George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Some listeners who are writing, they are suggesting that people elected Trump president. The House has effectively, or the Democrats in the House have effectively thumbed their nose at the people that voted Trump in. Yeah. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Our question of the day, do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
Absolutely. And as far as Jared Golden goes, Stephen King said that he is going to do everything in his power to make sure that Golden does not get reelected. Sadly, though, It was a great show. I thought everybody had great decorum. Pelosi runs a tight ship, even on the Republican side in the House, in her orchestration of this. But the president in Pennsylvania going after Debbie Dingell and her deceased husband, a war veteran, I didn't think the president would get any lower.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
Of course not. The do-nothing Democrats have done nothing but drag their feet while Trump's been doing a good job.
Someone posed the question, and I don't know if it was on NPR the other day that elicited a moment of silence. And this is, I'm not even going to make eye contact with you, George, lest anyone think that you and I are taking sides on this issue.
Care.
But the comment was, name an accomplishment the Democrats have made in so far during this session.
Well, it was a Republican who held a mock moment of silence for the 63 million voters whose voice was being lost. Then the Democrats fired back and said, well, yeah, but actually more people voted against him than voted for him. I mean, it was just a long day of political speech making. That's what it was. That's what it was intended to be.
Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show asks you the question of the day. Do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, George. Not at all. What I call this is a coup. And if anybody has anything else to say about Nancy Pelosi doing a good job or Chuck Schumer doing a good job, I say let's go back 20 years ago. They're hypocrites. Everything they've been saying is the opposite, whether it's the border, whether it's the war on drugs or anything. I would take these people more serious if they took themselves more serious. Keep it going.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. We'll keep it going and ask you the question of the day. Do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
Absolutely not, Rick. Congress itself cannot compel a president to give them anything. A court has to do that. So that's the abuse that Congress did. It's a travesty. It's a complete sham. But keep in mind, even if she holds it, so what? That's like making a motion on the floor with no second. It dies. Nothing happens.
Thank you, caller. 1-800-966-1039. This text message to us. It is political. But that doesn't mean you impeach the president because you don't like him. I heard that sentiment a lot yesterday. In fact, I'll tell you, George, yesterday was one of those days that I hid in the sauna at the gym for 15 minutes because I did not want to have to engage in the political conversation in the locker room.
To be perfectly honest, I guess we move in different circles. I had one person mention it to me yesterday, honest to God. Now, several people wanted to talk about the trial we'll talk about later. But I had one person, and I was out quite a bit yesterday, even bring the subject up.
But I wonder if that's, and we've talked about this, no one wants to talk about this unless you're absolutely passionate, and there are those that just want to get on with their lives. And so I think it's a chilling effect. It's stifling. People aren't talking about it because they know
it's getting ready for Christmas.
plague. Caller, hello, the George Hellrick Tyler Show. Do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
No. They're desperate, pathetic, and totally dysfunctional people.
Caller, hello, the George Hellrick Tyler Show. You're on the radio with us now. Do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
Good morning, gentlemen. No, I do not. And George had made the comment that he had to cross his eyes when people thought that, that Donald Trump was impeached. But if you listen to the news last night, all those news media people, they kept saying it over and over. The president's been impeached. The president's been impeached. No wonder the people think that.
Well, the
very swayed, news outlets.
Well, they're accurate. When you say impeached, that's exactly what the framers did. They said impeached. They used the word. The problem is most people never, even through the Clinton era, didn't understand what impeach is. It's like a grand jury coming out with an indictment.
Right, but officially, the U.S. House has voted to impeach the president.
And he can never get rid of that.
Okay, they voted for him to be impeached, but he has not yet been impeached.
Not until the articles go over.
Exactly. Well, and the Senate holds the trial, and then they return their verdict.
By the way, of the previous impeachments, this is the first one that ever occurred in a first term.
This person writes to us, 65 million Trump supporters will make sure that he does not get impeached. Be interesting. This person writes to us, I'm glad that part of this political circus is over. And this person writes, we're on to Cincinnati. Caller, hi, GHRT. Do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
Absolutely not. This was absolutely a disgusting display of how out of control this government is. They've wanted to do this since before he was president. They've had a problem with this guy since before he was president. He's not paid for by this establishment. This is absolutely an egregious attack on the United States and the people of the United States.
Caller, hello, the George Hellrick Tyler Show. Question of the day, do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
Yes, this is the result of the women taking over the Congress last election. And the president's impeached forever. Okay, it goes on his record. He is impeached.
No, he's been voted to possibly be impeached, but the Senate has to make its ruling first, even though there are people,
the House has impeached. That is accurate. The House has impeached. That never comes off his record. He's not convicted, but he is impeached. So,
isn't it funny that this is the one case where you're guilty until proven innocent?
Yeah. Well, it's the framers. This is the way they wrote it. Trump has been impeached. Stop right there.
Richard, our tin can sailor, writes to us, and it's seldom that we get a chance to hear from him. I thought he'd moved away, but how he's listening to us, I don't know, but he's written to us a text message in the MTG text line. He says, it's a temper tantrum. Murphy from Madison writes to us, and I predict that President Donald J. Trump will now win 35 states or more in the 2020 election for the largest landslide in political history. The Dems are grossly underestimating the intelligence of the American people. And this person writes to us, the Democrats are taking their ball and going home. Fortunately, our president has some. Caller, you get the last word for now. Do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
Absolutely not. And they say this is a permanent tarnish or stain on his record. Well, it's a permanent stain on the Democrats as well. So let's call it for what it is.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.